USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania Saturday night. Hours before, Trump supporters waiting in line spoke up about the issues ahead of the midterm elections. One supporter doubted President Joe Biden's election victory.
They say this guy's got the most votes ever, more than Barack Obama. Unbelievable. I don't believe that.
A man Mississippi police say notified them he was flying a plane and intended to crash it into a Walmart is now in police custody. The man was taken into custody by the Benton County Sheriff. Former State Department official Steve Ganyard tells us if the rogue pilot had been successful, the effects could have been disastrous.
This particular model of aircraft, it carries about 600 pounds worth of fuel. So if this person had been intending to truly crash into a Walmart, it would have been almost like a 500-pound bomb or a napalm bomb.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
States' emission laws are not one-size-fits-all.
17 states have their vehicle emission standards tied to rules set by California. However, those states face a decision of whether to follow a new law that would ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State are expected to adopt the new California law in their states. Colorado and Pennsylvania are among states that likely will not. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is looking for a way to carve Virginia out of the pact entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A man with a gun was taken into custody outside of the U.S. Open on Saturday afternoon, according to the New York Post. The man tried entering the tournament with a gun and brandished it in front of cops. Personnel confronted the armed individual as he was going through security, at which point he pulled out the weapon and brandished it at a cop before running towards the parking lot. Police said no shots were fired and there were no injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The excessive heat warnings blanketing much of the West are creating fresh challenges for firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California. The smoke and flames in Weed, about 250 miles north of San Francisco, is now 20% contained. It has already chased scores from their homes and at last check, burned about 100 structures. Cal Fire spokesman Rick Carhart says wind is keeping crews on their toes and it feeds the fire across the rural terrain. He says the lack of rain is also a factor, as September and October are often the driest months of the year.
Just because of how long it's been since we've had any significant rain, every day, every week, every month we go without rain, it gets drier and drier and drier. So the fuels are very dry, very susceptible to a fire starting and spreading if it does start.
The FBI recovered more than 11,000 government documents and photographs during its August 8th search at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, as well as 48 empty folders labeled as classified. That's according to court records that were unsealed on Friday. And going into the game Saturday night in Tuscaloosa, the Crimson Tide of Alabama were ranked number one in the country. Bryce Young's five touchdown passes were nothing all that new for Alabama's Heisman Trophy winner. He ran for 100 yards and a score in number one Alabama's 55-0 opening victory over Utah State Saturday night. Up next for Alabama, they visit a Texas team led by former Tide offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian. This is USA Radio News.